Happy's Wolf by Jane Perkey. Chapter 1. Happy Sanderson never cursed so much in his life until tonight, after his battered green Toyota let out one last sputter of defiance and ceased running. He blew out a breath. Banging his fists on the wheel didn't help. His gas tank read empty.
"Sebastian, you ass,"
he said through gritted teeth. Happy peered out the car windows. A lamp post flickered on and off. All he could see were graffiti-sprayed buildings and a couple of homeless guys sharing a fire on one corner, and a group of youths in another. The latter seemed to be eyeing his ride. Not that they'd find anything valuable to steal. Happy didn't even think they'd be able to cash in any of his car's rusted parts either. Just great. He checked his phone. Not surprised his battery died out on him. Happy didn't bother to charge his phone or refill his gas. That was just how distracted he was. No, wait. Sebastian knew the rules. If he wanted to borrow the car, he could at the very least top it up with gas. Of course, his ex-boyfriend didn't give a damn about the rules. He never did. All that bastard ever did know how to do was take and never give back anything in return. With the heater out, Happy rubbed his hands and let out a chilly breath. "Screw you," he whispered. Happy was unsure who he said those words to, Sebastian, or his car. He couldn't just sit here and let the cold get to him. Happy should get to a phone, but he couldn't seem to get his ass out of his chair. He leaned his forehead against the wheel, wondering how the hell his life could get any worse. The truth was, Sebastian walked all over him, and Happy let him. Happy let people walk all over him his entire life. He was damn sick of it. All he wanted to do was go back home, crawl under the covers of his comforter, and binge some lighthearted TV series on Netflix while gorging on Chinese takeout and pizza. Too bad Sebastian also took his favorite quilted comforter. He gritted his teeth. Why couldn't Happy have more guts? He should have listened to his best friend David and thrown Sebastian's sorry ass out of his studio apartment months ago. Happy wasn't anywhere rich. Hell, he had $100 in his bank account. It was a miracle Sebastian stayed that long when he could have mooched off someone else. A rap on his window made him jump his seat. In the process, his head banged against the wheel. He groaned, rubbing at the bump on his head. Seeing the huge man outside his car door wearing thick layers of clothing and a hood over his eyes made his heart race. Any second now and this stranger would pull a gun on him. What if Happy turned out all his pockets and the guy would accuse him of not giving him everything valuable? All he had was maybe a $5 bill in there. The guy rapped on his window again. Okay, chill. The guy hadn't threatened him and he didn't look like he had a gun. Oh, Happy thought. He was probably one of the homeless guys sharing the fire. Happy rolled his window down, a little wary. He was about to tell the dude he didn't have any spare change, but the guy asked, "What's wrong with your car?" Happy was struck by the strange color of the stranger's eyes, which had flecks of gold in them. Did humans have eyes like this? Happy could only make out a scruffy, dark brown beard. His heartbeat kicked up a notch as he spotted what looked like old white lines on the side of the stranger's neck. Rake marks? A shifter? He couldn't see the guy's features very well under that hood. No reason to be terrified yet, but every instinct told him to forget his car and just bolt. But shifters were wicked fast, weren't they? Like always, Happy's mind went on overdrive as a dozen horrible scenarios flashed through his head. Wasn't it in the news last winter that a shifter had eaten a human after they were stuck in a snowstorm? Shifters usually kept to their business, so why was this guy bothering him? "He asked me a question," Happy reminded himself. "Yeah, I ran out of gas." Those intense eyes unnerved him. Happy swallowed. Felt the need to explain more. "I was distracted. My boyfriend just broke up with me, and I forgot to put in gas,"